Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining me this morning, the interim executive director of Highway 80 Rescue Mission, based in Longview with a growing presence in the Tyler Smith County area. Good morning, Rusty. Great to have you with us.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/infocus. In Focus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. Rusty, I believe this may be the third or fourth time we've done an interview of this type with Highway 80 Rescue Mission, and a big change. Eric Berger, our guest the last two or three times we've done the show, has moved on, moving back to Kansas to be with family, and you are his replacement, at least for the time being, interim executive director as of late March, I believe?
Yes.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about Highway 80 Rescue Mission, just in a couple of sentences, and then we'll move on and find out a little bit more about you. What do you do at Highway 80?
Well, Highway 80's been here since 1955, so that's a lot of years of a presence in Longview. And as it's expanded recently into the Tyler area, we've been serving the needs of the homeless and those in need throughout our community. We've got a great impact of reaching people, feeding meals, providing food, clothing, and shelter. And we look forward to continuing the work as we move forward into the future.
Very good. It sounds like you're doing a lot of the same things you've been doing all that time, only with a lot more. To meet the changing needs, and again, for the last several years, I know, expanding the geography on into Tyler and Smith County, but let's find out a little bit more about you. You're a long-timer at Highway 80 Rescue Mission. Up until recently, you were the associate director, but just a little bit more about you and your background.
Well, certainly, I'm not a stranger to the mission. I've been there 15 and a half years now. Not a stranger to Longview, either. I grew up in Longview, Pine Tree graduate. I went to school at Baylor, got my bachelor's degree, and then went off to California, spent 10 years out there, got my master's in California, pastored churches in California. It was about 15 years ago that I really felt like God was calling me back to the East Texas area. I came back to the mission, really had a passion to work with the homeless, really had a passion to work with those who were in addiction. And that's kind of been where our focus has been for these last 15 and a half years.
And as far as where you go from here, as far as leadership, you're interim, and you say the board of directors of Highway 80 is currently making decisions on the next steps as far as what you're going to do for a full-time replacement?
Yes, we're looking at the growing needs, not only in Longview, but also in Tyler. And we're just looking to see how we can best meet those needs as we continue to develop leadership, as we continue to grow and to expand. So the board's making decisions on the next directions that we need to take as a mission.
Okay, and you've talked a little bit about the mission, not to be confused with the mission itself, the ministry of Highway 80, but your mission as a mission statement. You kind of gave us a thumbnail on that a few minutes ago, but let's get a little bit more about just what you do at Highway 80 and what you're trying to accomplish.
Well, certainly the mission is always viewed primarily as a ministry. We have the opportunity to share the gospel with men, women, and children. What we want to do is we want to use the opportunities to meet their physical needs to also meet their spiritual needs. So when someone comes into us at the mission, they're homeless. They're in a place of need. They need access to health care. They need shelter. They need food. And we're going to supply those needs for them. And in doing so, we're going to be able to shelter them, care for them, encourage them, love them, but at the same time share the gospel with them. And we're hoping that while sharing the gospel, they will respond to that message. And we believe that as people respond to that gospel message, they can see their lives transformed and begin to grow and make the positive changes in their lives.
And your website is highway80rm.org. That's highway80rm.org. Lots of information on there for those who are listening and want to do a little exploring on their own. Social media, Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, all on there. Administrative offices at 3123 West Marshall Avenue in Longview. And you have a couple of shelters that are within a hop, skip, and a jump of there, Men's Shelter and the Women and Family Shelter. Also, the Gateway to Hope facility in Tyler and the new Triumph Village on Highway 64 West near the airport in western Smith County, all of which we'll cover during the course of the show this morning. Main phone number, want to make contact? 903-759-8101. Looks like that'll take you anywhere you need to go if you have any questions about any of the various ministries offered by the Highway 80 Rescue Mission. You talked a little bit about the history, too, but that's interesting to me. In the early 1950s, according to your website, many men came to the East Texas area in search of work on the railroads or oil fields. And what do you know, but a lot of them found themselves homeless or at risk of homelessness, and I guess that's when a group of pastors stepped in.
Yes. When you look back at 1955, what you basically had is you had two groups that you would consider homeless. The first was that what I would call the typical, stereotypical homeless person, that 55-year-old alcoholic. But you also had that person who was in East Texas area looking for work in what is still basically a boom or bust economy based on the oil fields, and if they were out of work, didn't really have options. And the mission was founded to basically help those two groups of people. And to me, the most important thing to understand about the homelessness as you've moved since 1955 is that there's been a radically diverse change to homelessness since those years. And the stereotypical image of what a homeless person is just doesn't fit anymore. We've got homeless veterans that have entered the population in ever-increasing numbers. The mentally ill have become a larger and larger portion of the homeless population. The fastest-growing population of homeless right now in the nation and in the East Texas area are single moms.
Right.
And you've got this influx of women and children into homelessness. You've also got a homeless population that is becoming younger and younger. Some of that is connected to drugs that are easier to get, easier access to, and people are unfortunately destroying their lives at even earlier ages. So it's quite often that we'll see teenagers, early 20s, in homelessness. Kids aging out of foster care wind up in homelessness. So this population has become much more diverse, and our ability to meet those needs has to change as the population changes.
We are talking to Rusty Fennell, the interim executive director of Highway 80 Rescue Mission, based in Longview, also with a growing presence in the Tyler Smith County area. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus, and it really is interesting, again, to me, to read through the history on your website, and you've kind of presented that in a different form, I guess. Just reading through, and you start with the 1990s and move on through 2002. Some of the dates in the 1990s, I guess, is when you began to see an alarming increase in the number of homeless single women and women with children. The New Creation Discipleship Recovery Program created in 02. 2012, you started a community youth outreach program. 2014 saw the completion of the Women and Families Shelter Family Cottages and then the New Directions Program at the Women and Families Shelter in 2015. So in several stages over the decades, actually, you have grown to meet the growing needs of the community, which I assume just continues to be something you're doing successfully, and yet it remains a big challenge for you.
Certainly it does. I mean, when we're talking about the New Creation Discipleship Program, that's a program to help men who are dealing with addiction and dealing with life-controlling issues. And we've had great success in helping men get off alcohol and drugs and start to make new lives. But even as that program began and as we worked it, we began to realize many of these men did not have high school education. So the need to get them involved with agencies like the Literacy Council and to get them tutoring and get them help towards getting a GED so that they could move forward in their life. The same at the Women and Family Shelter. When we started our New Directions program at the Women and Family Shelter, we thought that it would be similar to the men's program, that there would be a large addiction component. But what we discovered is that the much greater issue in women and families, especially in women, is the issue of abuse. About 88% of all of our women in shelter have been victims of some type of abuse, either as children or as adults. So our program had to be tailored just a little bit different to meet that different need. And that's been one of the challenges that we always face. As the population changes, how do we meet the needs of that changing population?
And Tyler and Longview both growing, not by leaps and bounds necessarily, not the way the Metroplex is growing, but I guess we're leaping and bounding enough that those challenges continue. Let's kind of break this down a little bit, and let's start with the Men's New Creation Program. I guess that really is the one that kind of goes back more than any of your other programs to what you've been doing from the beginning. It's an intensive, according to your website, intensive 10-month Christ-centered recovery program. How does a man get started in that program, and what are some of the nuts and bolts of what actually goes on there?
Well, the program is voluntary, so everybody who's in the program has made the decision. They've decided that their life is headed in the wrong direction, and unless they make major changes, they'll never break the cycle of homelessness. So the men who join usually stay at, and our mission at some point as guests, realize that they really need to change their lives, and they surrender to the program. Now, that's going to be 10 months, and they're going to be involved in Bible study on a daily basis. They're going to have recovery classes on a daily basis. They're going to be involved in life skills classes. They're going to be doing work therapy around the mission, where they're starting to take some responsibility, mm-hmm. to learn some self-discipline and some work skills. They're going to be involved in case management on a weekly basis. We require, as they move through the program, to get connected with a local church. We require that they become connected with a local support group, a Celebrate Recovery or an Alcoholics Anonymous or Narcotics Anonymous. We require that they find a sponsor in that support group, a mentor in their church. And then when they finally graduate the program, they're not just out the door. They can continue to stay at the mission while they find employment and while they save money. And then when they're able to move out, we're, you know, celebrating that victory. We have a graduation 2 times a year, and we'll graduate anywhere from 5 to 10 men from our program every year, and it's one of the most exciting things we do at the mission.
Okay, and moving into that population that has, again, become one of your major challenges dealing with single moms, the Women and Family Shelter, the home of the New Directions program, which actually, as I think we mentioned a minute ago, got up and going sometime after the Women and Family Shelter opened. Same recipe. What goes on? How do people get involved with that part of your work?
Well, a lot of our women at the New or in our Women and Family Shelter are just needing some shelter and some security while they get back on their feet. And for many of our women who are staying with us, they may stay with us anywhere from 4 to 6 months while they work a case management plan and are able to find employment and then able to move out. But we also have that intensive New Directions program for our women and families as well. Now, for those women, they're also in a situation where life has kind of overwhelmed them. But many of them, as I said earlier, there's issues of abuse that they have to work through. And there's relationship issues, boundary issues, forgiveness issues, and that's more of the focus of our program over there. They're involved in discipleship, life skills, work therapy, just as the men are, but there's a little change of focus there to begin to do that healing that so many of them need in their lives.
Okay, that also a voluntary program?
Yes, voluntary as well.
Alrighty, but you do get a lot of, I'm guessing, a lot of referrals. A friend or a family member says, hey, I have a friend or a mom or a relative who needs help. Would you be willing to work with her? Do things like that happen too?
We do get quite a few referrals. We get referrals from the community, from just family and friends. We'll get referrals from other social service agencies. We'll get referrals from the hospital. Every once in a while, we'll get a 2 a.m. Police drop-off where they found someone mm-hmm. wandering the street with no place to go, and they bring them to the mission. We're going to accept anyone, we really do have this idea that we should be an easy place to get in. Now, we have requirements when people stay with us. Mm-hmm. We're going to have expectations of behavior when people stay with us, but we're not going to turn people away, because oftentimes it's the point of desperation that leads them to the mission that also makes them willing to accept change and to accept the gospel.
Okay, talking to Rusty Fennell, Interim Executive Director of Highway 80 Rescue Mission based in Longview, growing presence in Tyler and Smith County, which we'll get to a little bit further down the line. Highway80RM.org, if you want to find them on the web, HIWAY80RM.org on the web. Administrative offices, 3123 West Marshall in Longview. And there's also, as we've said, the Men's Shelter, Women and Family Shelter, Gateway to Hope and Triumph Village in Tyler Smith County. Main number, starting point, 903-759-8101. If you need to make that first phone call from there, Rusty and his crew will point you in any direction that you need to go. Here's something that began about, I guess, 7 years ago, the Community and Youth Ministry. Now, this, I understand, seeks to serve the low-income homeless that have not come into your shelter and then families who have left the shelter.
Yes, there are several things that we do to reach out to our community. Our Thanksgiving meal is always open to everyone in the community, and we'll have quite a few people who aren't staying with us come to our Thanksgiving meal. We also have probably one of the largest events we do every year is our family Christmas party. And we sign up people in the community from all over East Texas, quite honestly. There's Longview, Marshall, Kilgore, Henderson, and we sign up people here in Tyler also. And what we do is once we sign them up, we invite them to a big Christmas meal, usually the Saturday before Christmas. And then we get donations of toys, and we fill their Christmas needs with toys. So on the day of that family Christmas party, you might have anywhere – we have to actually do it now in about three different meals, one meal location in Tyler and at two separate times in Longview because the numbers are so large.
Mm-hmm.
But you might have as many as 700 people at a Christmas meal together, and we'll serve them food, we'll share the gospel, and then we'll pass out Christmas presents at the end. And to see the excitement in those kids' eyes, to see the joy in those kids' eyes is just – absolutely wonderful. We'll have an Easter egg hunt where we do the same thing. We invite the community into the Easter egg hunt. And then during the summertime, we run a camp. We run a camp for kids, school-age kids, called Camp Rescue. It's for our kids in shelter, but it's also for kids who've been in shelter in the past. And it provides moms and families daycare in the day because they'll be involved in camp during the summertime, which is sometimes difficulty for working parents.
Right.
They'll be involved in Bible studies, classes. We'll feed them lunch. We'll take them on outings. They'll go to the zoo. They'll go to different places. They'll tour the fire station. And basically, this is a camp that we provide for families for $10 a week. So it's
wow.
An unbelievable deal. And, of course, it's made possible by our donors and sponsors.
All right. Moving on to the emergency shelter. Shelter use, not an answer to homelessness, but a first step, and I'm sure in many, many cases, a critical first step.
Yes. We have emergency shelter for men and for women, at a women and family shelter for women and children, and at the men's shelter for men. And one of the things that we really believe is that we want to offer emergency shelter, but we do not see ourselves as a come-and-go location. If someone comes into shelter, they're going to stay with us until they're able to find sustainable housing to leave. And we believe that because we don't want to be a place where people just use when they're in need and then move out of. We actually
Right.
want to provide long-term help instead of a short-term solution. We provide case management for every single person in emergency shelter, helping them set goals, helping them meet the needs of what they need. Many people who come into emergency shelter don't have any ID, so helping them get identification, which can for many be the first step towards employment, is a big goal that we have for a lot of them.
Rusty Fennell, our guest this morning, Interim Executive Director of Highway 80 Rescue Mission. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. Contact info for Highway 80. The website is highway80rm.org, highway80rm.org. Plenty of social media capabilities as well. Administrative offices on West Marshall Avenue. Phone number is 903-759-8101. And just before we move on and talk about what's going on in the Tyler Smith County area, you also have a medical clinic in Longview.
Yes, our medical clinic is totally volunteer driven. We have doctors from the Good Shepherd who volunteer their time.
Mm-hmm.
We have nursing students from UT Tyler, Refuge International volunteers, and they give their time about two times a month to come in. They see all of our residents. They're able to write prescriptions. They're able to help them with medication. They're able to diagnose issues. In some instances, this medical clinic has been life-saving. We had a gentleman some time back whose blood sugar was at 800 when he came into the
Ooh.
Medical clinic. And it was because he was in the clinic that we were able to get him to the hospital in time. So oftentimes, it's not only that life-saving attempt, but you've got people with blood pressure, high blood pressure, or diabetes or something like that would not be able to get their prescriptions filled on a regular basis without our clinic. So it's a big asset to what we do at the mission.
All right. We're headed about 35 or 40 miles west of Longview, and we're in Tyler now, and we're talking about Gateway to Hope. Started several years ago as an agency that was not affiliated with Highway 80. I want to say, three, 4 years back? Don't remember exactly when. It was taken over by Highway 80. And let's get up to date. What's going on now with Gateway to Hope at 601 East Valentine in downtown Tyler?
Well, Gateway to Hope has been our opportunity to reach out into Tyler. We provide day services, and that means that we've got anywhere from 40 to 60 people who come in. Some of them actually have shelter in other locations in Tyler. Some of them are the campers who live out in the camps in the area. But we're providing laundry services. We're providing showers for them. They have access to a computer lab so they can look for work. They're involved in Bible studies while they're on campus with us. But one of the big things that has happened through Gateway to Hope is that we've been able to connect and build relationships with men and women. And for many of them, there's come a point when they don't want to be on the streets anymore. And we've been able to then transport them to Longview and move them into shelter in Longview at a women and family shelter or a men's shelter. We've had men who came through Gateway to Hope who went to our men's shelter, who went through our New Creation Discipleship Program, graduated our New Creation Discipleship Program, and are now back working and living in Tyler. So it's been a great success as we've been able to connect with homeless here.
Okay, and also a medical clinic in Tyler, which I think operates on the Gateway to Hope campus?
We've been able to operate a medical clinic and provide those medical needs. In Tyler and Longview, we've also been able to access medication for our residents at an affordable rate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the challenges is if you don't have insurance and you've got a $400 medication, it doesn't matter whether you need it or not, you're not going to be able to use it. But we've been able to get medication a lot of times on the $4 list, and then we've been able also to interact with the pharmaceutical companies through some of their prescription assistance programs to help men get the medication that they need.
Okay, that's Gateway to Hope, part of the Highway 80 Rescue Mission. It's at 601 East Valentine Street, downtown Tyler. If you want to make direct contact there, the number is 903-363-9265. Aaron Dixon is the current primary contact person, in case you need to know, and I understand there's some work going on to establish a more solid and permanent leadership structure at Gateway to Hope right now.
Well, our services are expanding in Tyler.
Yeah.
And as our services expand, we're keeping up and trying to keep up with the need for increased staffing. Aaron has done an excellent job operating Gateway to Hope. He's built great relationships in the community. He's built great relationships mm-hmm. with the police. And we certainly appreciate his outstanding work out there. But we know as we continue to expand into Tyler, and we know as we continue to move into having residents living at Triumph Village, that we need to continue to expand our leadership.
You just said the magic words. That's our next topic. Triumph Village, that's another new program. It really just got up and going within the last month or less, and it's on Highway 64 near the Tyler Airport. Tell us about Triumph Village. What's going on there right now? What you're looking at in the near future?
Well, we had the opportunity to acquire property out as you head out of town on the left side, just past a little donut shop out there. And there was a facility, there was a house out there on probably about 3 acres of land. So it gave us some really nice land that we could begin to build on. So we were able to build 2 cottages. And with those 2 cottages, we now have the starting of a New Creation Discipleship Program, very similar to what we're running in Longview, in Tyler. We've got 8 men in it right now, and we're looking to grow that as we move forward. They're involved in the same classes. They're involved in the same discipleship programs that our men in Longview are involved in. And we're really trying to create an opportunity for men who live in the Tyler area to receive the recovery and support that they need in the Tyler area, so that when they start trying to connect with churches, it will be with local churches that they may already have a relationship with. And then once they graduate from the program, they won't have to relocate to a new city. This will be their home that they can move back into and reestablish those relationships.
And quite a bit more to be done. What are some of the things that you're going to be hoping to get up and going by maybe 2020?
Well, we've got several things in the works right now. We'll be adding a kitchen out at Gateway to Hope, and that will allow us to serve our residents at Gateway to Hope lunch. And then we also have our Welcome Center at Triumph Village. The house out there is going to be renovated so that we have classes out there, computer lab out there. Following that renovation, we will begin work on a chapel. And we'll build a chapel out at a Triumph Village location, and that chapel will really serve as a multi-purpose building as well. It'll have a kitchen, it'll have a dining area, it'll have rooms large enough that you can do classes and breakout sessions. So there's a lot moving forward in Triumph Village, and we're very excited about the opportunities we'll have in the future out there.
Okay, and actually, I think I misspoke. You said, I believe, March 3rd was the launch date for Triumph Village. Is that correct? So it's been going a little over a month, but not very long. It's almost a brand-new program, but off to a good start from what you're telling me. Rusty Fennell, Interim Executive Director of Highway 80 Rescue Mission, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims, and we want to talk a little bit now as we kind of wind the show down about how you can do a couple of things. First of all, donate money or any kind of in-kind gifts, and also volunteer opportunities.
We certainly have multiple volunteer opportunities in Tyler and in Longview. Right now in Longview, we serve meals every day, three times a day. And during the evening, most of those meals are led by volunteers who come in and cook the meal or serve the meal for us. And there's always those volunteer opportunities. As we continue to expand in Tyler, we're going to have those same opportunities in Tyler to volunteer. We also have people who volunteer to man and watch our computer lab, volunteers to help tutor, volunteers to help with providing medical assistance, because certainly if you've are even counseling, we have licensed professional counselors who do volunteer work for us.
Okay.
There's multiple opportunities to volunteer in different capacities, and as like I said, in Tyler and in Longview.
All right.
But we also help with donations, and you know, donations can be financial donations, but when you're serving about 400,000 meals a year, donations of food are also extremely important. We can receive clothing donations. We can receive, especially when you're thinking of clothing donations, nursing uniforms, steel-toed boots, practical donations that oftentimes help people get reemployed are very, very helpful.
Okay. 903-759-8101, the number in Longview for Highway 80 Rescue Mission, Gateway to Hope in Tyler, 903-363-9265, on the web at highway80rm.org. And last but certainly not least, big event coming up. Actually, a couple of events. May 9th, you have two banquets, one at noon in Tyler, one at 6:30 in Longview. Let's talk about that a bit.
Well, we're very excited about our banquet. And our banquet has always been about communicating to our community the great things that God is doing at Highway 80 and thanking our community for their support. There's no charge for our banquet. And we just want people to come, hear what's happening, hear what's going on. The banquet on May 9th, which is Thursday, we'll be at Rose Heights Church in Tyler, and that banquet starts at 11:30. It'll be from 11:30 to 1.
Okay.
And then in Longview, it'll be at Holiday Inn out on 300 Tuttle Circle in Longview, which is kind of behind Papacita's there. That will start at 6:30. Both banquets will have Willie Alfonso as our speaker. He is got an amazing testimony. He's been the chaplain of the New York Yankees baseball team.
Whoa.
He grew up in a home of severe domestic violence.
Hmm.
And when he finally did stand up to his dad at the age of 11, the result was he got kicked out of his house.
Oh, boy.
So he's lived the life of homelessness. He's got a wonderful testimony of what God can do in someone's life. He's best friends with a guy by the name of Mariano Rivera.
I think I've heard of that guy.
Yeah, so we're looking forward to him coming, and we're looking forward to having the community have a chance to just hear once again the great things that are happening at the mission.
Okay, again, banquets, May 9th, Rose Heights and Tyler, 11:30, and Holiday Inn in Longview, 6:30 p.m. Find out more on the website or by calling 903-759-8101. And we are just about out of time, but again, our guest this morning has been Rusty Fennell, Interim Executive Director of Highway Highway 80 Rescue Mission in Longview. Just reviewing quickly, they're at 3123 West Marshall in Longview and Gateway to Hope on 601 East Valentine Street in Tyler, and then Triumph Village on Highway 64 West. Rusty, we're out of time, but thanks so much. Good luck with everything you're doing.
Thank you.
You bet. Rusty Fennell, Highway 80 Rescue Mission. Our guest this morning, I'm John Sims. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you again next week on In Focus.